Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein, and I'm so happy to share with you a few highlights that are happening here in Carroll County. And specifically, I'm going to dive into a few activities happening down in District 5, the Sykesville and Aldersburg community. First and foremost, happy June. I'm hoping that this finds you healthy and safe going into the summer season. As always, take care of each other, especially during the hot days, and look out for our pets as well. As I'm always reminded, having a dog and a cat to ensure that they are inside when it gets over a certain temperature or too hot. You know, we spent the last 15 months going through this pandemic. We didn't just survive it, Carroll County, we went through it. And with the majority of our community now open, we look to transition back to normalcy. I am absolutely committed to working with you to getting back to a sense of normalcy in quality of care and quality of life. Some things will never be the same, though. Some of the losses will never be regained. Some of the pain and sadness will never be forgotten. But I hope that we are also gained by some of the good things. For the losses, let those memories always be a blessing. Some of the positive takeaways over the last 15 months has been the focus on connectivity, the focus on innovation, new ways to educate, and work. From the work being a teleworking approach, and the education through the hybrid approach. Also during this time, I found personally much more time with my family, whether it was multiple walks with the dog and the family to just able to sit down and have dinner together. It was not necessarily a slower pace of life, it was a different pace of life. And last but not least, a greater appreciation and gratitude for all our friends, family, community, and freedoms that we do have. Now, although we may be pushing through the pandemic, we're not through it yet. What we don't want is a resurgence, and I will continue to strive to share with folks in Carroll County that the vaccination is the right thing to do. If you've gotten vaccinated, fantastic. If you have not gotten vaccinated, please do it for yourself, do it for your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Continue to get vaccinated. It is showing more and more that the vaccine itself is not harmful to you and is just a great benefit to everyone around. I'm going to be having a town hall this week on June 29th, and like always, I'll do one in the morning and then one in the evening to try to get as many folks from predominantly District 5 in Aldersburg-Sykesville, but honestly, anyone who wants to come on in and share their thoughts during the town hall, please do. It is an opportunity, as I've said, to listen to you, learn from you, and then lead together continuously with you in making Carroll County a better place. It will be June 29th at the South Carroll Senior Center, and the times will be 10 o'clock in the morning and then 6:30 in the evening. So please come on by. Another shout out I want to provide is to our newest mayor in Sykesville, Mayor Stacy Link. Congratulations. I've said it before. This is the first time I'm able to share it on the air. I'm looking forward to the partnership that Sykesville has, along with the other municipalities within the county, but the growing partnership that Sykesville has with me in District 5, and the partnership that she will bring to the table in growing Sykesville. Really look forward to working hard with her and all her ideas that she will bring. 4th of July is coming up. There will be a 4th of July celebration. It's going to return to the Farm Museum, and we're excited to do this. And the rain date will be July 5th. Again, with fireworks, looking out for our pets, and I'm speaking personally on this one. The dog gets quite scared with the overwhelming amount of fireworks, so please make sure we're keeping our pets safe when we're hearing these fireworks going off around us. I will share, recently, I attended the Sykesville Carnival. What an awesome event. I mean, everybody I spoke with from the fire department and all of the nonprofits, we're just so excited to be out there. I think it was record-breaking overall. I would expect it was. I couldn't believe the crowds. I am a proud Freedom District Lion, and we sell our French fries. We cut them right there and cook them up and sell the French fries to the community, and we were going through so many bags of potatoes. And I would walk around once in a while, and I just could not believe the crowds. It was an exciting time. So looking forward to continuing carnivals here in Carroll County, and as they continue to develop over the years. I know it's been hard this past year to get them up and running. I think we have a few more left for the summertime. Another topic I want to bring up, since I have the opportunity, is now that school's out, we're looking more attention to the neighborhoods. One of the things that is of concern that's brought to my attention is with the kids playing, not necessarily in the streets in the neighborhoods, but, you know, on their yards or on the sidewalks and then going into the streets, cars are sometimes going too fast. And we have to look at traffic calming opportunities in communities. The way this works is reach out to us. You know, it's on the webpage to find the traffic calming site on our webpage on ideas and how we can look at how to calm some of the traffic. I am committed to saying that people do not want to do things for the wrong reasons. Unfortunately, some people make mistakes and either drive too fast or go through stop signs, but they don't want to do it to harm somebody. Unfortunately, they put themselves and others in danger. So we got to work together and lead this with each other, I believe, coming up with some traffic calming ideas for the growing communities. In Eldersburg, the Route 32 and Johnsville-Bennett intersection is continuing to be worked on, and we expect everything to be done by the end of this summer. So I really appreciate State Highway Administration and MDOT for giving us the heads up on the delays that did occur that we could communicate to the community, because this has been a long-standing project. And, you know, when you don't get the information, you feel like things are being neglected. So fortunately, the partnership with State Highway and others allowed me and my fellow commissioners to share that information with the community. But understand, it's not just a one-way street. Anytime you have a question, reach out to us. You know, I can speak personally for me. I will be as responsive as I can anytime someone reaches out, whether you send a call to the office or email me directly. I'm relatively easy to find. You know, those that have experienced it understand I become responsive usually within the same day, if not one day later. But have no regrets if you have a question and just reach out to me anytime. A couple of other things that are happening. One is I started back up doing my newsletter. So please, if you haven't seen it, go find the newsletter and hopefully it'll be some projects that you'd be proud to see that we're working through. You know that the FY22 budget is complete, and for the rest of the year, it is our role to execute that budget. As the Board of Commissioners, that really is the primary role of our board, is to understand your needs, to focus on the quality of life, and to execute the budget. I want to close with one activity that I'm very proud of, and it's not an activity that we are doing directly in the county or in one of the towns, but it's the State Veterans Home Project. I know I've mentioned it once before, I think, and I just want to give you a status update on this project. I was out with the Deputy Secretary, Bob Finn, from the VA, Maryland VA, and it's a project that is going to be 65% federally funded and 35% state funded. 65 plus 35 equals 100, therefore there is zero funds coming from the county. This is a great thing. It'll be a 120-bed skilled nursing facility to provide additional bed space for Maryland's aging veterans population. I am so proud to have partnered with Maryland VA to focus on this over $81 million project to be home in Carroll County, more specifically in District 5 down in the Sykesville area on Slacks Road. Property has already been identified. Engineering and architecture is working on that. And it's just a great project that highlights the importance of partnership that we have in making things happen for Carroll County and our region and our state. So I think I've said enough for this morning. Once again, this is Carroll County Commissioner Ed Rothstein. Life is always good, and life is always better when we work together. You have a great and safe Sunday, and look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks.